Well, there's still no reported cases of the new coronavirus in Maine, but both the University of Maine system and Bowdoin College announced today that students will no longer be allowed on campus after spring break in an effort to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Both plan to continue classes online for the rest of the semester. Other campuses in the state are watching the situation closely, but they're staying open for the time being. Robbie Feinberg reports.
In a letter to students and faculty on Wednesday, Bowdoin President Clayton Rose said that the college decided to prohibit students from returning to the Brunswick campus after spring break in order to protect those within the community, quote, who are most at risk from COVID-19. Scott Hood, the college's vice president for communications and public affairs, says the school realized that if some students did return to campus from spring break with the disease, Bowdoin likely would not have the ability to properly isolate large groups of people.
So rather than attempt to manage what would be the required isolation of anyone who is infected, especially with the possibility that we could be dealing with a large number of students, we've decided to complete the semester using remote learning techniques.
Later in the day, the University of Maine system made a similar announcement, saying that all on-campus residential students would need to make plans to leave their universities before spring break ends on March 22nd. Spokesperson Dan DeMeritt says that the increasing number of cases of COVID-19 in the United States, as well as the declaration of the virus as a pandemic, made the university system ultimately decide to shift to online and distance courses for the rest of the semester.
We're fortunate that we don't have any declared cases yet in Maine, but we wanted to take these steps because we knew that ultimately thousands of students would be traveling across the country and in some cases the world, and we wanted to do all we could, given our unique position as a public university, limit the exposure and spread of the disease.
DeMeritt says that dorms and dining halls will stay open for certain students who might not be able to return home, including international students and those who've aged out of foster care.
So we'll be working with those students and finding solutions for them.
Other colleges in the state say they're watching the situation very closely, but...
So our plan right now is to remain open and more or less business as usual following spring break.
James Herbert, president of the University of New England in Biddeford, says UNE has already taken several steps to reduce exposure by encouraging students to reduce travel and canceling many study abroad experiences. Herbert says school officials are continually meeting to monitor the situation as it changes, but he says that at the moment he feels confident in the university's plans for protecting student health.
Give you just one example. We have emptied out a dorm by moving students around so that we have a dorm that is sitting there empty and is available should we need to quarantine students in that dorm.
Lewiston's Bates College is also planning to stay open. In a letter to students and parents, President Clayton Spencer says that because Bates doesn't have a spring break before the end of the semester in mid-April, it isn't planning to suspend any in-person classes on campus. But the college says that it is prohibiting all college-sponsored, non-essential travel for students and staff, as well as large group gatherings on campus. But some colleges say their plans to remain open could change quickly. At Bar Harbor's College of the Atlantic, spokesperson Rob Levin says the college is, quote, seriously considering the eventuality that it may need to move to online classes for its spring trimester while closing dorms and dining halls. Levin says officials are still meeting and will have a decision by the end of the week. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.